Okay, the Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph we got to last time is it's trying to get to the number 10, the magic number 10. We had, again, the last thing we mentioned was that we know the Aron is 9 Tvachim. Lord Bishlama, see that Bishlama over there? The Aron is 9 Tvachim, and it's the Amma V'Chetzi, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, it's Amma V'Chetzi, and we know that the Kaporis, we're trying to figure out, is 1 Tefach. So the Gemara says Bishlama, Aron Matisha. Aron Tisha, Dichsiv, Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim, Amasai Machetzi Arko, Vamachetzi Brachbo, and here's the important part, Vamachetzi Koma So. So we know the Aron is 9 Tvachim, because we called it an Amma and a half as far as its Koma, its height goes. And again, Rashi points out earlier that every Amma is 6 Tvachim. So an Amma is 6 Tvachim, and a half Amma is another 3 Tvachim, equaling 9 Tvachim. Ela Kaporas, Tefach Minolan. But how do we know that Kaporas was a Tefach to equal our 10 Tvachim? Which we said is another reshus where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will greet us on top of our sukkah. Minolam, how we know? Smart Tani Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaKelim She'asim Moshe, Nisna Bahen Torah, Midas Orchan, Midas Rachman, and Midas Komasim. That all the, Rabbi Chanina says that all the Kelim that we got, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, he also gave us the amount, the sizes, as far as the Orech, the length, the Rochav, the width, and the Koma, the height. Kapores, however, the Kapores, Midas Archa, Midas Rachba Nasna. The Kaporas we were given the length and the width. But Midas Komaslo Natna. We never were given how thick, how tall it is, how thick it is. And therefore, how are we going to figure it out? Why did they leave it out? It must be, says the Gemara. Save Lamad, Mipachosha Bekel. Must be the reason why they didn't give it to us. Because it's the equivalent of the smallest shear, the smallest size of the other Kelim. And what is that size? Shemar. V'yasisa lo misgeres tofach saviv. Make a misgeres, make a what do you call misgeres? What do we call it, Lassim? A frame, thank you. A frame, a tefach around it. So mala halan tefach. Let's go over there. It was a tefach in its size. Afkan tefach. So too by us also, we're going to assume it didn't tell you the amount. We assume the smallest amount you can assume. And the amount we see already existing is the smallest amount is a tefach. So let's assume also the kaporis was a tefach learning out from the misgeres. Misgeres. So yeah, so we don't know, again, it was on the Shulchan. We don't know yet.
This is the Shulchan.
The Shulchan, yeah. We don't know yet exactly what part of the Shulchan actually was. We'll see very soon. Marz over here, 1 second. You give me over here the Mizgeris, but there are other things we could have learned from. For example, Neilaf Mikalim Gufaya. Why am I learning out from a piece of a Kli, a piece of the Shulchan? Learn out from one of the Shulchan, one of the actual Kalim itself. It seems strange to learn out the Kaporis from a piece of the Shulchan. Marz over here, Tafasim Ruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasim Mua Tafasta. If you want to grab a lot, you don't grab. You miss it. You can fall through your hands. Grab a little bit, and then you got it. And that's over here the idea, the concept. It's over, you know what it is? Over here the concept is that if you grab a little bit, you can grab. So we always assume the lowest amount. We don't jump to a higher amount. And therefore, the lower amount, the lowest amount we have is a tefach. Any other clue we assume is going to be more than a tefach, and we're not going to start and learn from that. Fine. The Gemara says, Neilaf Mitzitz. I have another thing, though, that I know for sure what size it is. And it's not so big, it's actually smaller than a tefach. The tzitz, which was the head plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear. Time of the Nebraisa, tzitz domeh kemin tas shel zahav. It's similar to like a golden tas, a golden plate. V'rachav beis etzbaos. And it is the size of 2 etzbaos. You can use that over there. It's my son, you can take it off. It's the size, the width of 2 etzbaos, which is less than a tefach, about a half a tefach, 2 etzbaos. Umukav meozen lozen. And it goes around the ear, around the head, from ear to ear. Because of a love beis shitim, there's 2 lines of words on it. One side says on the yud and a hey. There's a letter of the yud and a hey on one line. Milmalat on the top part. The kodesh lamid, kodesh le, is milmata, is right beneath it. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, bar Rabbi Yossi, anira isiv, I actually saw it berumi. Again, Rashi points out this was in the treasures of the king, the Roman government took it. And they hid it in their treasury, in their treasury. I saw it there, says Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi. And the Kosel of Kodesh Hashem B'Shita Achas, it's actually written in one line, not 2 lines of Yud and Hey, and then underneath the Kodesh Le, but rather Kodesh Hashem in one single line. So I think the Gemara has the following discussion. So the Gemara right now says, bottom line is that Tzitz was half the size of a Tefach. If the principle is Tafasim Rubalo Tafasim, Tafasim Mu'at Tafas, so we're always going to learn out the smaller amount of Kalim. But we really should follow the lead of the tzitz, which is half the size of the misgeres. Gemara says, not so fast. Why? What's the problem with that comparison? Done in kli mikli. I want to learn out kelim of the base of mikdash, like a porus, from kelim from the mizgeres, and not the kelim, not the kli, which is the again the kapores from the tachshit. The tachshit, which was a according to Rashi, it was a part adornment of clothing that the Kohen Gadol will wear. We don't learn out from clothing; we learn out from kelim. Since the tzitz was clothing, was a tachshit, we're not going to use that as our model for measuring the size of a kli. We learn from kli other kelim, but we don't learn from a kli from a garment of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, says the Gemara, you know what? But I still have another one. That's a kli, but it's still small. Nidaf mizer. Zer was like the crown that was surrounding the shulchan. Damar mar, zer mashu. Again, it's either the Aron or his Beach, it's both. It was a zer on both of them. Or the mizgeres actually had its own zer as well, Rashi points out. So we have the zer, this crown, is the size of a mashu. It's tiny. So maybe really the kaporis should be the small size of any kli we have, which is a mashu. It should be 9 plus a little bit, tvachim, that the sukkah has to be. Says the Gemara, done and kli mi kli. If you ain't done a kli, me a hechsher kli. I'm going to learn out a kli from another kli, not a kli from a hechsher kli. Since, again, the zer is a hechsher kli right now towards the bottom of Hayam and Aleph, about 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom of Hayam and Aleph. We're learning out a kli, which was, again, the kapores from another kli, and not a kli from a hechsher kli. The zer was not really part of the kelim. It was like a nice adornment. It was a nice decoration on the kli. But it wasn't necessary to be part of the kli itself. Does Gemara Yihachi, if that's the case, if we want to call that a hechsher kli, we don't learn out from hechsher kli, mizgeres nami hechsher kli. The mizgeres was also a part of an adornment, we think, on another kli, on the shulchan. Why am I assuming the mizgeres wasn't just an extra addition onto a kli, an extra frame onto the kli? So Gemara says over here, no, you know why? Because mizgeres lamata haisa. The mizgeres was actually underneath the shulchan. It supported the shulchan. According to the Rashi, the mizgeres was under the frame, and it went across the length of the table, and you rested the shulchan on top of the misgeret. So it wasn't a hechsher kli. Hechsher kli implies it's an extra, it's an add-on. Supporting part. The kli means without it, it wouldn't be a kli. You would have a shulchan without the top, you know, frame. But if the bottom was the frame, and you took the bottom frame out, you wouldn't have a shulchan anymore. It would collapse right through. So the Gemara here assumes the misgeret that we have is actually the bottom. So it makes sense to learn out the misgeret to the kaporis. Both were essential elements to the kelim, neither one could be done without. The Gemara, it's very nice that you say that, but it happens to be a machlokes. It's not so pasha where the mizgeres was. Hanicha lamanda amar mizgeret lamata. Mata haisa. This makes sense. I mean, it works out well if you hold the mizgeret was in fact lamata. The mizgeret was underneath the shulchan. Then it makes sense. It was essential. It wasn't merely a, what did I call it last time? It wasn't merely a decorative ornament. An ornament? Elamand Amar Mizgarto Lamalahisa, but if you say that the Mizgaret was above, was on the top, which actually is Machlokas and Mesechus Menachos, and there are some that said that as well. So then, Michael, remember, what are you going to say right now? Meaning, right now, Hai Hekshar Klihu. It's a Hekshar Kli. If it's a Hekshar Kli, then Taka, I should learn out from the Zer. It's a better comparison than Mizgaret. Sorry, it's a better comparison. I'm sorry. If I have it, it's a Hekshar Kli, then both the Mizgaret and the Zer are Hekshar Kelim, and neither one should be able to learn out to the Kaporis. So if I learn out one of them, I should have the Zer, because the Zer is at least Tafasa Mua Tafasa. It's the smaller of the two. The rule generally is you take the smaller amount and learn from there. So therefore, if we're going to say that the Mizgeret was Hekshar Kli, like the Zer was Hekshar Kli, then we should learn out from the Zer, because it's a smaller amount, Tafasa Mua Tafasa. If you say you can't learn out from Hekshar Kli at all, then we're stuck to our case again of where do you learn out Kaporis being a single Tefach from it. There was no amount for its Koma. Ella, rather, done in Davar Shanasna Bo Torah Midah. Davar Shanasna Bo Torah Midah. We should learn out an item where the Torah gave amounts to the item the Torah gave amounts. The Kaporis, the Torah gave 2 out of 3 measurements. It didn't give the Koma, but it gave the Orech and the Rochav. And of the things we mentioned, up till now, the only one that we actually have in the Torah Ashir is the Mizgeret. Everything else Chazal told us, but it's not found in the Torah. Ayochichu Tzitz Vezer. Do not learn it out from the Tzitz, the head plate. Or the Zer, the crown. So Nisna Ba'an Torah, me the cloud. The Torah did not give any amount whatsoever. The Chazal gave it over. The Gemara and the Mishnah gave it over. But the Torah did not. It makes the most sense to learn out the amount of the Kapores from the an amount that's given the Torah of the smallest amount we have, which is the Mizgeret, which is a Tefach. Yep. Mo? Here we go. Right now, we're about to get a new part over here. So, Arik, we're at the new part. 2 lines to the bottom of the page of Haman Aleph, a new part right now. Kaporis is a tefach from how do we know that? We say Mizgeret. Misgeret is the source for it. The frame. So the Gemara, one second, how about Kalim? Kalim should be, we have many Kalim out there. Why is picking Misgeret? Any Kli could have been the trick. We say, no. Tafasa Mruva, Tafasa, Tafasa Mua, Tafasa, we go to the smallest amount. Misgeret is smaller than any other Kli we have. A Tevach, a smaller amount, listen to the Torah. So the Gemara, well, I got a smaller than that that sits.
What's the smallest Kli? The Misgeret?
The Misgeret, yeah. How about it sits? We say it's smaller. It's half of the size. It's two fingers worth, not a whole entire fist worth. We say that's a takshit. That's a clothing. It's not really part of the kalim. So how about a zer? A zer is a part of the kalim and it's smaller. It's only a hekshar kli. But one second, what's a misgeret in the first place? It might also be hekshar kli. Is it lamata or is it lamala? If you say lamata, check. I get it. Then you can learn. It's not a hekshar kli. It's not only, you know, a nice bonus. It's actually necessary for the shulchan to stand. Without it, it would collapse. But if you hold this lamala, the Gemara Menachos has a machlokas, it's no different than the Zer now. They're both Hekshar Kalim. If I have to learn out of one of these two, should I learn out of the smaller one? Tafasta Mruba lo Tafasta Mua Tafasta? Says Gemara, you know what, you're right. It's not because it's Hekshar Kli or not Hekshar Kli. It's not because it's adornment or not adornment. It's because it's listening to the Torah. The Misgeret actually has an amount the Torah gives you. The Torah gives it a shear. That's why it is the better source to use rather than the Tzitz and the Zer, which are not found in the Torah anywhere, the amounts that they are. And that's how the Gemara concludes according to the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. That's Rabbi Chanina's source. And that's our first part, compared to the Tefach, because the Misgeret is the Tefach, and the Misgeret is what we learn from, because it's the smallest Kli that we have listed in the Torah, how big it is. Good. But that's only one shot. We now have Rav Huna. Rav Huna's source number two now is Rav Huna. Where's Rav Huna get it from? Where have we had Rav Huna up till now? Where's Rav Huna up till now? You remember where Rav Huna was? Up to that meaning the first four Dapim?
Yesterday.
What was yesterday?
Rav Huna of Rav Nachman.
Good, excellent. Good, so that was a Tiyufta, a double Tiyufta maybe. Good. What else did we have Rav Huna beforehand?
Arik.
One more Rav Huna that we had? Good, what was that one? What would he say?
He was number...
Rav Yoshua was number one, and the last one was Rav Chanan Bar Rav. So Rav Huna was number two. He suggests as long as 4x4 amos, bigger than 4x4 amos, then you can even go over 20 amos. Excellent. Very good. I forgot Rav Huna just now. I forgot the one from just now. I only remember one base and base. Good call. Rav Huna Amar Mihachar. Rav Huna says, you know what? I got a different shear, a way of knowing that this is actually a tefach. What's my proof? He says, Al Pnei HaKaporas Kedma. You should put it on the face of the Kaporas Kedma. The ain panim pachos mitefach, and the word panim, according to Rashi, at least a face is usually what we describe a person's part of the body, a person's face, and a person's face we assume is at least a tefach in size, and therefore we're going to similarly assume that the when it says the word panim about the kapores, it refers to a tefach in size. So Rashi points out over here of eight shel adam pchusin mitefach. There's no panim of a person less than a tefach. What's that? I don't know. I don't know what other punim there would be, but Rashi just said I didn't mean to say Rashi verses. Says the Gemara, V'ema, we're looking for other Rav Hunas, what are you looking for? V'ema ke'ape debar yuchni. I have a lot of other faces I see. How about the face of a huge bird? I don't know, what did we call it last time? Did we call it anything?
Called a big bird.
Big bird. Okay, that's good. That's a very dictionary definition. An ostrich. Okay. The face of a very large bird, according to Rashi, it was so big that when it laid an egg, it sunk like cities. It broke hundreds of cedar trees. So I'm not sure what that is. Maybe a dinosaur. But I'm not saying they existed. Anyways, can you ask him? Nothing slip. Can you ask him? I'll tell you. Bar Yuchni. I don't know. Yeah, I was just saying an example of something very big that may drop something that would smash cities and trees. But you're right, I don't know. Bar Yochanan was a very large bird. Perhaps that was the face it was. I mean, that also has a face. So over here, the Gemara says, and therefore, why am I assuming every face is a tefach? Why are we going by a person's face? There are many things that you could have that kind of faces. A huge bird is a face. Maybe that bird has a huge face, which is a huge size, not only a tefach. Maybe that's what we should actually use as our punim. Why are we assuming it's only a tefach? Gemara says, our classic answer, no. Tafasa mubulu tafasa tafasa mua tafasa. We're not going to go with such large amounts. We go the smaller the amount is, the more likely it is for us to accept that being the right size. And therefore, a tefach is better than a huge amount of a face of a bar yuchni. The Gemara, you want to go small? I'll give you small. V'ema ka'ape ditzifrisa. How about a tiny little hummingbird? What we call it last time?
Yes, we did.
Hummingbird. How about a hummingbird? It's a tiny little, it's the size of your pinky maybe, the face. It's tiny. Why don't we use that as our face that we're learning out from? If the word panim can be any face, then why can't it be a tiny face? And the rule of tefasa meruba tefasa, tefasa tefasa, tefasa mua tefasa, we should go as small as we possibly can. And the hummingbird is smaller than the man's face, so it should be less than a tefach. The zutzar tuba, that's very, very small. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he says, Rav Huna pnei pnei gamar. He learns out panim from a gzeirah shava. How does he learn that out? Ksiv Acha, it says over here by us, El Pnei Kapuris, which we have, we recorded last time. Uksiv Hasu says over there being in Bracious Chav Zayin Lamed, Me'is Pnei Yitzchak Aviv. The Panim there was of a person, of a human, of a father, of Yitzchak. And therefore we assume, if we're going by Yitzchak, or a man's face, as Rashi tells us, Hey, I'm an Aleph, very bottom Rashi, a man's face is never smaller than a Tefach. So we'll go the smallest amount of a man's face. Says Gemara, one second. You want to go Gzeirah Shavah from Panim to Panim? Well, why are you stopping? It's like I give you other Pesukim where Panim comes up. And this, by the way, is a very important question over here we should ask. Gzeirah Shavah is normally we're learning from a Sora, from word to word. It wasn't like Stam, we random throughout words, pick whatever word you want. Usually we had a word and we attach it to a specific word to the other part of a Pesuk. Here, the Gemara is going to be suggesting that any Panim will do, which itself is a question. Gzeirah Shavah usually don't work that way. They usually work with specific word choices by this word to that word. But over here we see the Gemara is suggesting that you want to learn how Panim, Pnei Kapores, well, there are many Panim you can get. For example, name the Panim Shalmala. Let's learn from the Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say there? Dechsev Kiros Pnei Elokim Vatir Tseini. Like seeing the face of God. We just had that, didn't we? It's Pesach Parsha, right? That's now or not? So he said that it's like seeing the face of God. And you know, when Yaakov was talking to Esav, he calls it Pnei Elokim. So that we assume God had, or the Elokim, whatever it is, had a big face. And therefore, we should go much bigger than a Tefach. The Gemara goes classic line again. Listen, you have two choices. You have Panim to Panim. We don't pray a Kaporas. What are you attaching to? Of the two choices, it's a person or it's God. Whatever that means. I don't know what it means even to have God's face. So how do you measure that? But what's that mean? The Gemara's Avinu would be that, is that the word Panim to Panim, if you want to go Gzeirah Shavah, we don't know where to pick, where to apply it to.
I understand, but on that side, how would you put a measurement
to? How Elokim? What would Elokim possibly mean? It's a great question. There's no, again, as he's pointing out correctly, how would you possibly try to attach the punim to Kadosh Baruch Hu's punim? It's really hard to understand what that means. And I'm a cobble at that point. I don't know the answer to that yet. I'll try to look up later on if I can. It's a good question. Gemara here goes, but it goes back to all reliable. Says the Gemara, tefasa rublo tefasa, tefasa mua tefasa. If I have two choices, I had to learn Gzeirah Shavah out, then I have a better one. Man is smaller. Let's stick to the man one and not go to the Shemayim one. Says the Gemara, you want to go small? I'll give you small. V'nelef mikruv. The face of a kruv is smaller than the face of a person. Dichsev, it says, El kaporas yupnei akruvim. Oh, we got another punim. It's smaller, we assume, than the face of a man, we assume. Let's go Gzeirah Shavah to the smallest punim we can find. So I'm Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Gmiri, it's taught, it's known, it's a Mesorah. Ein pnei kruvim p'chusim mitefach. The kruvim were not less than a tefach. Now we have Rav Huna, nami miyacha gamir. Rav Huna actually got that from there. The Gzeirah Shavah of Rav Huna, actually the Mesorah was from the Kruvim, and the Kruvim themselves were not less than a Tefach, and therefore we have a Tefach of the Kruv, and it says we're Panim, Pnei Kruvim, it says Pnei Kapores, Gzeirah Shavah, Panim, Panim, Pnei, Pnei, and it equals to the Tefach that's on the Kapores, and that's our magic Tefach. Before I go on, part number two is the Rav Huna, Pnei Kapores, Panim is the size of a tefach. Says Gemara, Bar Yuchni is much bigger than a tefach. He's also a panim. He has face. No tefasta mu'ut tefasta tefasta mu'ut tefasta goes a smaller amount. Well, smaller amount. Tefasta dot dot dot.
Well, you got that.
Dot above dots or dots.
Yeah, there's a lot of dots.
Tefirta, smaller hummingbird. That's smaller. Happens to be doesn't say the word pnei over there. Doesn't say pnei. That's Rashi. Does not say pnei by the tefirta. It has a face. It doesn't say a face. It doesn't face, it face anyone in the Torah though. Tanakh never says pnei tefirta. And therefore, it might have a face, but it's not a Gzeirah Shavah we're learning from.
B?
B, yeah, B. Then we say over here, and we now need, now meaning 2B1, Pnei Pnei, learn from Gzeirah Shavah, and this is no Pnei, Lokasu Pnei, by Sefirta, we're going to assume that's not the source of the size. Even though it would be smaller, and we generally would follow the smaller amount, there's no Panim written over there. Okay, what about the fact that it's Panim Lamala? You want Gzeirah Shavah, Panim Lamala. Again, besides this question, what does it mean, Panim Lamala, for Elohim? But still, we're not going to use Panim Lamala. So I have a Pnei Kruvim. It's smaller, isn't it? No, it's a Tefach as well. And actually, the Gzeirah Shavah we got was from the Kruvim. Okay? Finally, last but not least, The Gemara, the final part of here, and then we'll stop. Gemara says, Umay Kruv. What exactly is the word Kruv? I mean, what is a Kruv that we're learning from? Amar Bivo Kiravia. It's like a young child, like a baby. She came to Bavil, Korin, the Yanuka Ravia. The Kruv that was, that the faces of the Kruvim were like children. And because in Bavil, they called Yanuka, they called children Ravia. So Kruvim is from the same Lashon of Ravia, Kruv, Ravia. And that's what it looked like. That's what the Kruvim looked like these little faces of babies. Says Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Elamiata. If you say Kruv is really a person, just a young child, it says in Yechezkel, describing the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pnei Echad, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Sheni, Pnei Adam. The one face of the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kruv, and one was a person. One second, Hayinu Kruv, Hayinu Adam. Isn't a Kruv a person? They're the same, one and the same. Whereas over here, yes, it's true, but Api Ravravi, Api Zutra. Abravi means there's a big face. The person obviously has a larger face, and Abizutra has a smaller face. The Kruv had a small face. They both were faces. They both were people, but the different stages of faces. And therefore, on Hashem's Kisei, you had a child face, which was smaller, and an adult face, which was larger. And that brings us now to the conclusion, at least we think right now, the conclusion of the second pshat we gave. So we have now two pshat of how to find a tefach. The tefach. Either we had the misgeret, which was the smallest kli we had mentioned its size in the Torah, or we have a gzeres shava, panim, pnei pnei, from the kruvim. That was the second option that we had, and a kruv we know is a maximum, well, I guess it's supposed to be a size not less than a tefach, and we always go by the smaller size that we can, so it's a tefach, and a kruv is a human being's face, and even though it's on the kisei with another face, it was a difference between a big face and a small face. We'll stop over here. We'll do some chazar for a few minutes, and we'll head over, those of you who are interested, into hearing a beautiful, hopefully, concert, a little singing from our very own, the one and only Yosef Korduner, with some words of inspiration from Michal Tversky.